Terry and Debbie here at the 2019 Pastors Conference in Daphne, Alabama. It's a pleasure to be here with Roger Martis, Dr. Roger Martis, Friends of Nazareth Baptist School. You're from?
I'm from Florence. I live in Florence. My office is in Florence.
Yes, but your organization is further than Florence.
Yeah, we're in the Lord's hometown.
Yeah.
Nazareth,
Israel. Where God gets his mail.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Well, yeah. People ask me, say, Roger, was Jesus an alum of your school? I said, nobody would have been, you know. Wasn't there yet, but yeah. He would have been.
Yeah.
But no, we're with the Nazareth Baptist School, which is a school that Southern Baptists began about 100 years ago.
Wow. Yeah.
And when our denomination kind of began realigning some priorities.
Yeah.
And funding was removed from colleges and universities and hospitals, kind of left them kind of in the lurch, so
right,
to speak.
Right.
And our organization was begun to kind of come alongside of them, help them keep the main thing the main thing.
Hmm.
And I tell you, Terry, what's awesome about it is Nazareth Baptist School has become the largest evangelical school in the Middle East, and it's become the number one evangelistic outpost in all of Israel. More kids are coming to Christ and families being impacted through that school than any other single medium.
Are we talking post-secondary or K-12?
K-12 school.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
K-12. And the incredible thing about that culture, when those kids start in the kindergarten, they're with you,
yes,
99% of them,
right,
until they graduate. So it's like a big family. And those kids, they begin together, they end together. And for 13 years, we get to pour the gospel into them every single day. Regardless of their religious affiliation, you know, they might be from a Christian background, which would be Greek Orthodox or Roman Catholic, or a Muslim background. Very few in that area from evangelical homes. But regardless of that, they come, and as a condition for enrollment, they have to go to that class. They
wow.
have to go to chapel. And we know that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. Mm-hmm. So when the word of God begins to impact their heart, many of them are giving their lives to Jesus. So we're just excited about that.
Is this like a local school, or is it a boarding school, or a combination?
It's not a boarding school.
Okay.
We have two different campuses there. Remarkable thing, we have 1,030 students on 3/4 of an acre. So it's absolutely, they're on top of one another. It was a facility built for about 350, and we have three times that many. So, you know, we're trying to buy land. Jews and Arabs have been fighting over land for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to get, you know, land in the area there. But we're trying to find land so we can grow, because we don't want to be maintenance-oriented. We want to continue to grow.
Now, children are natives there, or are they from all over the world, or how does that
no,
work?
No, they're natives there. Most of our students are from Nazareth, but they might be from the greater Galilee area. They might be from Cana of Galilee, or they might be from Tehran and some other areas that are very close, but most of them are their residents there in Nazareth.
How does sharing the gospel in the 21st century in Israel compared to sharing it here in America?
You know, we do it every day there. We're very intentional about our evangelistic opportunities. I just got back from there with a group from the Georgia Baptist Convention, and they were in our classrooms, they were in our chapel. We were one-on-one engaging with students, sharing the gospel with them. Now again, it's a school that's still funded somewhat by the government. They mm-hmm. want to do that in that culture.
Wow.
To keep
yeah.
a little bit of their grips on that. Mm-hmm. And now that helps the students because they get some scholarship money.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it restricts a little bit of what we're able to do. But we get to share the gospel with them unapologetically. And it's just an amazing opportunity.
It's good to have you here today. How, if somebody wants to contribute, be a part of your organization, Friends of Nazareth Baptist?
Friendsofnazareth.org. And I'm Roger Martis. They can email me, roger@friendsofnazareth.org. I'm a pastor. I've pastored for 36 years, so I'd love to come and preach at a mission conference or supply for a brother if he needs a supply person. Because everywhere I go, I get to go as not only a preacher, but as the representative of Friends of Nazareth, kind of share the story.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm having a good time doing that.
I bet. So how does a guy from Florence link up with a school in Israel?
You know, I started going to Israel 5 years ago. And I went, in fact, with the Alabama Baptist State Board of Missions. I went with Rick Lance and their mission area. And while I was over there, I fell in love with the land as anybody would. You know, it's a bucket list for any believer. I want to go to the Holy Land, and that was me. And but when I got there, I saw it's not about these dead stones, dead rocks. It's about the living stones. And so when I started engaging with people and chatting with them, I thought, you know, this is amazing. So I went the first time, went back a second year, went back a third year. And when I did that, I heard about Friends of Nazareth while I'm sitting in a hotel in Jerusalem. And a guy told me, he said, you need to find out about this organization. A year later, I was the president of Friends of Nazareth. Kind of a God thing, yeah. You know, just an amazing story.
As far as connecting with you, too, I heard you say something about a group that came over.
Yeah.
So you do invite groups.
Absolutely. We do camps every summer. We'll have 850 students locally that will go to camp, Vacation Bible School or overnight camp. And we take teams from the states that help us as counselors. Okay. They could do that. We take pastors and others on a spiritual enrichment journey, give them the opportunity to preach in the Holy Land. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And this event was just with the Georgia Baptist Jubilators, a ladies' choir.
Oh.
I'll be back in April doing what we call a renovation team, where we do some physical work on the building while they're not in class.
Okay.
So there's many ways people could engage, and it's all missions, you know. But right. it's not an expense, it's an investment.
So,
an investment in the lives of these kids.
This is great. So if someone wants to connect and go on a trip, or they want to give and help out, what's the best way to reach out?
Friendsofnazareth.org is our website, or roger@friendsofnazareth.org. I'll answer their email. I'd love to communicate with them.
Thank you so much, Dr. Martis. You're amazing. You're doing amazing
Thank
work for the
so
kingdom.
Thank you so much. God bless y'all.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Good
Amen.
Day.
Good to have you.